5:36 on KLAF News and Information in the afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kurt Gilchrist. A fight over affirmative action involving the University of Texas will head before the Supreme Court tomorrow. Joining us now is Dallas civil rights attorney Tom Brand. Tom, I guess first thing is, could you lay out the case for us?
Well, this is a situation in which a student had applied to get into the University of Texas at Austin. She wasn't within the top 10% of her graduating class, so she didn't get automatically admitted to UT. And as a member of the bottom 90% of her class, then she had to go into a pool of applicants, and the consideration for that pool of applicants included a consideration of race. And that was her complaint. She was saying that you shouldn't be able to consider race, especially when you're talking about a racial preference. She's saying there's a racial preference in the UT selection process for blacks and Hispanics, and that she's saying that whites and Asians are in essence discriminated against because of that. In general, racial preferences are going to be considered illegal. They're going to be considered a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. And that's exactly what Abigail Fisher is arguing, that her equal protection rights have been violated.
Talking to Tom Brand, who's a civil rights attorney. Now, I guess my question, first one would be, I've got several, do universities get to decide how this is set up, or how does this come about?
Well, it comes about in a couple of ways. One is by trying to do their best to follow the ever-changing law in this regard. I mean, there's the Bakke decision, the Hopwood decision, the Grutter decision, and they're trying to adjust as they go. Another one is that the legislature has weighed in quite heavily. The Texas legislature came in and said, we'll have a top 10% rule, that the top 10% of all graduates from high schools will be automatically admitted to UT Austin. What that essentially did was, according to Abigail Fisher, she's saying that top 10% rule then created the necessary diversity that they were trying to seek, that the student body at UT Austin was diverse because of the top 10% rule. So you didn't need to consider race when considering her application.
By letting in more minorities, does this help the minority students?
What the UT system has said, what UT Austin is saying, and other schools have said, mm-hmm. is that they believe that there is an educational benefit to having what they call a critical mass of minority students, so that there is a benefit to that exchange of ideas among and between all of the different minority groups and majority groups and all the different races. The problem is, how do you get without violating other people's rights?
Talking to Tom Brand, who's a civil rights attorney, what do you think the courts, how do you think they're going to play this out?
I think that the court will most likely say that UT has not met the strict scrutiny test. I think that they'll say, you've got the top 10% rule, you've gotten diversity in your student body through that law, and that there's really no need to go and use race to get diversity since you've already achieved it. Usually, the Supreme Court doesn't take a case just to affirm what the lower court has done.
Right.
Normally, they take a case to change or correct something about what is done. So that gives me the idea that the Supreme Court is likely, in my opinion, to say, we understand that it's legitimate to try to achieve the diversity in your student body, but that this particular means you didn't meet your burden to prove that it was legitimate, compelling, and the least restrictive way to do it.
If Ms. Fisher wins, do you think they'll probably just do some ramifications, small ones, or will they blow up the system?
Oh, I don't think it'll blow up the system.
Yeah.
Because even according to UT's position before the Supreme Court, this they've called it just a factor of a factor of a factor of a factor, something very, very small in their calculus of whether to admit a student or not. So I think probably what will happen is they will just simply take the racial issue out of it and then look at all of the other factors that they were considering. For example, the student's extracurricular activities, leadership positions, and not merely the class rank.
Dallas civil rights attorney Tom Brand, thanks for joining us. Still ahead on 570 KLIF, traffic and weather's coming up next. An update from the Wall Street Journal coming your way at 550, and the Mike Huckabee Report at 554. KLIF news and information time, it's 540.